and French presidents discussed their differences about European security Saturday. And this is the morning after President Trump arrived in Paris and immediately criticized his host. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman reports from the French capital.
As they began their meeting at the Élysée Palace, the U.S. president again called for better burden sharing for the cost of defending Europe. Emmanuel Macron replied, "It is no longer fair to have European security assured only by the United States."
I do believe that we need more European capacities, more European defense, in order to take this part of the burden.
But both leaders, at least while reporters were in the room, avoided any criticism of each other. As Air Force One touched down Friday night here, Trump blasted a message for his host, terming Macron's call for a European military very insulting.
Law enforcement authorities in the U.S. state of California say as many as 9 people have died in wildfires across the state. David Peterson is in charge of the regional district, which is supplying water to some of the firefighters.
We've got fires surrounding us. We're doing our best to just keep the water flowing. Some of the challenges we're having is power. We've got power outages throughout the service area, so we're trying to move emergency generators so that we can power the pumps that keep the water flowing to the tanks that are used for firefighting.
Evacuations were ordered as flames from the blaze are being driven by 56-kilometer-per-hour winds. Law enforcement officials say Ian Long, a gunman who killed 12 people in a nightclub in Thousand Oaks, California, was posting on social media as he carried out the deadly attack. Now fires are ravaging the area where the shooting took place. Thousand Oaks Mayor Andy Fox says the fires cannot be compared to the loss of life at the nightclub. Police continue searching for a motive for the mass shooting. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Saturday he has shared a recording of the death of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi with Britain, France, Germany, Saudi Arabia, and the United States. There was no immediate confirmation from the 5 countries that they had received that recording. Initially, Saudi Arabia said that Khashoggi walked out of the consulate and that his whereabouts were unknown. Then that he died in a fist fight, and still later he died in a chokehold. The man accused of mailing explosive devices to critics of President Trump has been indicted on charges that could result in life in prison. A 30-count indictment has been issued against Cesar Sayoc. Among those targeted with pipe bombs were former U.S. President Barack Obama and former Vice President Joe Biden. None of the bombs detonated. President Trump is putting space between himself and the new acting attorney general, who has drawn scrutiny for his business ties and criticism of the investigation into possible Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. AP Sagar Magani.
This morning about the man he's appointed the nation's top law enforcement officer.
I don't know Matt Whitaker.
Which contradicts what he told Fox News last month. Quote, "I mean, I know Matt Whitaker." The acting attorney general's facing pressure from Democrats to step back from overseeing the special counsel's probe since he's made critical comments about it. The president says he has not talked with Whitaker about the investigation and dismissed a question about whether he'd order Whitaker to limit the probe, calling it stupid. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In the meantime, the American Civil Liberties Union has filed a legal challenge to President Trump's order aimed at migrants who cross the border illegally into the U.S., AP's Ben Thomas.
The ACLU argues the new rules denying asylum to migrants who cross the border illegally are simply against the law. And attorney Lee Gelernt says they'll put families in danger. The lawsuit filed in federal court in San Francisco seeks to declare the regulations invalid and asks the judge to stop any new rules from going into effect while the suit is pending. President Trump's order invoked the same national security powers he used to push through his travel ban and was spurred in part by the caravans of Central American migrants slowly moving through Mexico toward the U.S. border on foot. Officials say the rule will apply to anyone caught crossing the border illegally. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Around 5,000 Central American migrants are camped at a refugee shelter set up in Mexico City, where they're getting rest and medical care after several weeks of rugged travel conditions. The migrants are from Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Nicaragua, and say that they are fleeing violence and poverty in their homes in hopes of making it to the United States. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
VOA 1.